The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Stoodle Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and I've got Mrs. Claus, I guess.
There you go. All right. I can decorate and entertain.
Decorate, entertain, cook. She can do it all. All right. I've got Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. So it's Friday.
Yes.
And it's ticking away towards Christmas.
Yes.
Tick, 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 tick. Got your shopping done?
I was going to say, I do have my shopping done. First time in forever. Trying to be ahead of the game.
Got it wrapped?
No.
Okay. We'll see.
Still working on that,
though. That's okay.
At least I have the present.
I don't even know if Kristen remembers this. When I first started in Extension, I talked about how awful of a present wrapper I was, and Kristen's eyes just lit up. Do you remember this?
I don't think I do.
And she goes, I'll wrap your presents for you. And I start talking about buying paper, and she's like, I didn't realize that people that wrap presents really like, I mean, they have their own specific kind of paper.
We do.
And I told her, I just looked at her. Do you just want to get the paper and me pay, you know? And she did. And it was a couple years, I think 2 years, you wrapped all my presents for me.
I was going to say, I do enjoy wrapping gifts because when I used to work at the kind of the gift shop I was at, we always did free gift wrap.
All right. Well, yeah. She's fantastic at it. But today, we're going to talk about charcuterie boards. And I know they're really popular. Everybody's got one on Facebook.
Yeah. There's a couple of different options on your charcuterie board, but you know, we're always looking for ways to invite people over, and you don't really have to have a full-fledged, four-course meal. So it seems like you said, the charcuterie boards are...
Snacks are cool!
Yeah. I think you talked about, if you're in the 90s, that's when you grew up with the...
Yeah, Lunchable. That's a Lunchable.
I was trying to say?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different options, and I know I'm trying to do a little bit better on my eating because, you know, we're trying to lose some weight or try to do better anyway. Maybe not lose weight, but try to do better. So there's a couple of different options that you can look at as far as the charcuterie board. I like to load up mine with a little bit more protein. I know there's a lot of different ones that have like cookies and pretzels, and I've seen everything from...
So you like meat and cheese?
Yeah. With a little bit of fruit, like grapes and oranges.
Oh, I love cheese and apples.
Yeah, I do too. Apples, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, cheese and apples. That's good. I saw one the other day, a charcuterie board that someone had made for hot chocolate.
Yeah. Now, I'm all about the hot chocolate.
And that really looked neat. It was all ways to dress up hot chocolate, which I think would be fun if you were having children over.
Yeah, they would enjoy that.
Because not only the children would enjoy it, but the adults would as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I would have to have peppermint ice cream in my hot chocolate.
Well, I could see that was...
I don't know if it would fit on my charcuterie board, but I would be like, okay.
Honey, ice cream fits anywhere.
Okay, all right. So. Let me just open up my freezer and I'll get you a little scoop of peppermint ice cream.
I love peppermint ice cream, but yeah, charcuterie boards. And the thing about the charcuterie boards, a lot of that stuff we can pick up at our local farmer's market.
We can. There's a lot of cheeses, like you were talking about.
Even some summer sausages, that types of things. Yeah.
If people have, vendors in mind for the summer sausages, that would be great, too. There's just all kinds of different ways that you can have something on, like you said, on a board, and then serve it, and kind of people help themselves.
And it doesn't have to be a board. We could use Grandma's Santa Claus platter if we wanted to.
Yeah, basically the bigger the better, right? Yeah.
I'm thinking a sheet of plywood right now. All right, but anyway.
Well, and you can always accent with like crackers or pretzel rods, or I like those. It's kind of like a cracker, but it's not quite a cracker.
Like a Melba toast kind of thing.
Yeah, a toast. Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, those are good.
They have something with a crunch. But, you know, besides the charcuterie board, you might just want to invite your guest over to do, like, those things, like the gift wrap, and be like, let's just play some Christmas music. Let's have, you know, the hot chocolate with our charcuterie board.
Let's sit down and talk.
Yeah, let's just have fun. Don't stress.
Let's take a basket and put our phones in it, and then let's just sit in front of the tree and talk.
Yeah, yeah. Have the fire going in the background.
There you go.
Whatever it takes. But enjoy the holiday season. Don't stress. You know, I know we kind of get into the hustle and bustle of the season, but just remember, it's all about spending time with friends and family and the people that mean the most to you.
There you go. The reason for the season, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, folks, have a good weekend, and we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our friends at Hobdy, Dye & Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.